Episode commencing in 3, 2, 1. Episode initiated.
Welcome back, bony bros and skelly sidekicks, to another femur fracturing, clavicle cracking, skull shattering, another bent but not broken episode of Cosmic Crit. This is your GM who's never broken a bone, Patrick, here, and joining me are a few of my fine phalange fingered friends, Jabert, Miles, Seth, and Tyler.
Hello!
Hey, I've also never broken a bone.
Yeah!
I've never broken one of my bones.
Whoa, Sam!
Whoa, that was...
Whoa, who you...
That was the most, I think, violent thing I've ever heard you utter.
You working for Two Nickel Tony? You out there busting some...
Jimmy the Nose wants his money!
No, I hit a man with my car once.
Oh, no! No. On accident. Say on accident.
Of course it was on accident.
Oh, that's less fun.
All right, no, for a second there, we were joking about you being violent, and then you were just like, I hit a man with my car. And we were like, wow.
I did. I hit a man with my car.
Technically,
I don't know what else you want me to say.
What happened?
Jabert, back me again.
You break a bone, Jabert?
I broke my collarbone one time. Oof. Other than that, I was going to say, I was about to be like, yeah, no, I've never broken a bone either. I also have only broken another person's bone. That was a friend of mine on like a church retreat or whatever. I don't know. Like he made some crack at me, and I made a your mom joke back at him.
And
then
I
don't know. It got under
he
his
never
skin.
Walked again.
It got under his skin, and he threw a punch at me. And
oh my gosh!
But he didn't realize I am a coward, and so I put my head down like this.
Oh,
and he punched the top
me
of your
right
head
on the crown of my head, and it just
broke his
shattered
fingers.
His wrist.
Oh, what?
Yeah, that doesn't have the same weight to me as
I ran
running someone
over.
Yeah, no, it's not. That was a better story.
Yeah, but that counts. That counts.
Oh,
well, I mean,
gosh.
Like, I could go into details if people want to know that I'm not.
Yeah,
No. Let them imagine.
I imagine. Tyler, you've had to have broken multiple bones, right?
Zero, my man.
You have such a active life.
Yeah, I have. I have fallen. I have rafted several rivers. I have fallen out of two trees.
Wow!
And down.
Also, like, don't take this the wrong way, but
yeah,
you seem very unsafe.
On top of
adventuring lifestyle, you also seem like a big dummy when it comes to
check out what I can do.
Not breaking.
I very much was the person that people were like,
oh my
what beard. If. You went down the hill wearing just a football helmet and no clothes. And I was like, I don't know. Let's find out. Schwunk.
There's only one
like,
way.
I don't know. What if that?
And I was okay.
I've been on numerous mm-hmm. outdoor adventures with people where other people broke their bones, but I did not.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, my bones are dummy thick. And
I guess, same.
Have avoided being broken entirely.
Well,
very
congratulations about
that's
that.
Thank you.
When you're part of the club.
Yeah.
I guess Jabert's the only one.
Big dummy breaking his
Jabert.
Clavicle all over the place.
Yeah. That's right.
Clavicle betrayed Jabert.
He gets out of bed. Oh, dang it, I broke my clavicle again.
right.
Things acting up.
we're in week 3 of a little Starfinder 2E playtest, everyone. Do you guys remember what happened last time?
How could I forget?
Consequential episode of like Cosmic Crit history, and it's just on like a 3-part side quest.
We went to that union marriage ceremony, and we murdered some zombs. We found the bride and groom stuck in a van. They mentioned that there was an Akeshti from a delivery company who dropped off a small device that went off during the ceremony. The uniform he was wearing was from Clutch Portal.
A company that's on the...
Tyler's just reading from the notes.
A company from level 33 of the Spire on Absalom Station, specifically Wayne's Pumpus Room.
Close. Wayne's.
Wayne's.
The most consequential thing is skeletons are our way as now Tyler's sub.
Yes, unfortunately, Skeleton Gerard Way died due to back-to-back I think back-to-back critical hits from Patrick, where risen from the dead and crit killed Patrick's lead singer zombie.
Oh my god, I forgot about that.
There can such be only a one moment. Lead singer, bro. That's Skeleton Gerard Way.
Yeah, absolutely. And now you live in my backpack, and you are.
I am now living my fantasy.
Yeah, yeah, and you. I thought a very unlikely duo going into this campaign has become a classic team up.
Let me tell you about my best friend. He kind of owns me. Yeah. I'm nothing but bonies.
Best friend, Skeleton Gerard Elden Ring Wade. Yeah,
I was driving in the car on the way home Uncle thinking Pop, about this episode. Bigger. And I was like, when we get into combat, I'm going to be like, I choose you, Skeleton Gerard Way. You boys are screwed now.
And then he's going to be,
I don't know why I said Funko Pop action figure. There's really no action that they can do. The most action they get is being hucked at someone.
Yeah, I mean, some of them do have like arm movement. And that's about it.
Yeah, not many.
Moving arms? What?
Impossible. What fun fruit rolls will they roll out with next?
They've really done their research and just updated Funko Pops. Arm movement achieved.
All right. So, yeah, this week's episode indeed finds you arriving at said club in the spike of Absalom Station.
This is still PG-13?
It is. Yes, it is.
Okay, understood.
But it's like a 19.
Why are we bothering?
It's like a 1984 PG-13. It's uh-huh. Gremlins PG-13 this week.
Okay.
It's like you get some pretty bloody stuff going on here. This is a house of flesh and sin called Wayne's Pompous Room. You hear music filtering out of the front here into the hallway. You know, some heavy dubstep stuff. There are two robotic bouncers. Out front, let me take us to a familiar map.
Oh no!
I imagine like Raimi's like issuing litigation against this place.
it's lawless down in the spike, yeah. But yeah, it's all neon signs out front of all kinds of aliens and lascivious positions. That is what you see here. What would you guys like to do?
Question. Is this the same day?
I feel like you guys can have rested.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, so just I don't need full health and everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't worry. Skeletal Dreadway is fine. We didn't really get a good enough description or real... I was wondering if we could disguise ourselves with maybe like one of the uniforms to try to gain access?
No. I mean,
okay. can we just go in?
It's up to you. Do you guys want to try just to walk in the front?
Sure.
Yeah, I look like I'm supposed to be there. And I'm
I was going to say, like, I don't know how effectively we can disguise a skeleton null.
Can I give the robots the robot handshake?
Well, I'm in the pocket right now, right?
Yeah, I was about to say, Miles is just, like, playing on his computer because he's just a literal pile
Tyler's
of bones.
Tyler's character is a skeleton null.
I'm also a skeleton.
An unliving skeleton, right. Though.
This is just a hologram. I know what flesh and organs feel like, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Squishy, squishy, squirt, squirt. Yeah.
I love the feeling of my lungs inflating inside my chest. It's such a fulfilling experience.
I love it so much, I don't even think about doing it. It just happens automatically.
Yeah.
I'm not thinking about doing it right now.
Oh yeah, and the smell of this ozone.
To get back to Scriblock, your android, they do give you the robot handshake, which is just a dap, you know, a simple dap. And one
but
of the
in
robots
a way only a mechanoid could do it.
Well, you know, if there was flesh there, it probably wouldn't sound as cool. It's like ching ching.
But also, like, it's a little bit harder than normal. So if you have flesh, like your bones hurts. Are shattering.
So yeah, one of the robotic bouncers is like, password, please.
Eggs.
Rumpus bumpus.
Wink.
That's not the password.
And I say, I say, I'm gonna lean in close to this robot and say, I think it's the password, and I think you're gonna let us in, or else you're gonna be a heap of scrap here on the floor. You dig? And I'm gonna make an intimidation check.
Hey, we just did a robot handshake. What's this coming from?
Yeah, that's why I said
cool, bro.
That's why I said you dig.
All right, intimidate check. 21, pretty average for me. Actually, do have stats for these guys. I guess don't ask me why. So give me 1 second.
How does assisting work? Is it DC 20 in this system?
Yeah, typically. You have to meet the DC of the actual check to get the assist.
Yeah,
that's DC 20. That's not worth it.
A DC of the level usually. So this one guard's like, you don't have to be like that. If you don't have the password, it's 100 credits cover charge.
Oh.
Calm down.
Sorry. And I pay the 100 credits. I apologize profusely as I walk into the club.
Not cool, dude.
I apologize again. I give him like 50 credits as a tip. Just so sorry.
All right. We're cool.
Frey will try to just kind of casually walk in right behind him.
With me, they're cool.
Yeah, they'll let you in here.
Okay, I didn't know if there were going to be like 100 credits each person.
Ooh, that would be a real swanky club.
Yeah, yeah, no kidding, right? Holy cow, that's a lot of credits.
Maybe 75, because I forgot that. We don't have a skeleton Gerard Elden Way there. So.
Yeah.
Right. So hopping inside here, indeed, it is a techno nightmare. An even gaudier version of Raimi's Rumpus Room, drenched in red neon lights with dancers of all alien ancestries and genders and body types on poles and cages dancing and skin-tight latex suits.
There's even a dragon up there at the bar. That's pretty rad.
Yeah, big old dragon guy.
Yeah,
there are many
around.
Many a group of aliens commingling here. Just about every Starfinder icon and token that I had in roll 20. Don't question why. A Skittermander brought a Skittermander baby to the sex club.
There's also a
gray just hanging out over there.
Yeah.
I think there's a bone sage.
Awful lot of brains floating around.
Oh yeah, yeah. They're the contemplatives are the freakiest of deep, but it's all mental for them.
Just
you know,
like
they don't
to watch.
Yeah, they don't like to touch. Yeah. They're just watchers. There are several mixed groups of aliens drinking, vibing out on the dance floor. There's some cosmic dubstep that's blaring there and kind of like a DJ behind the dance floor. Yeah, that's what you see. I think there's maybe, you know, some more robotic bartenders trying to keep up with demands at the bar in the northwest corner here off to the side of that bar. You see another set of doors, double doors there. What would you guys like to do?
Well, I also see an Akeshti.
What? Where?
I see you,
I think.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. There's Akeshtis in here. Are you looking for
Rich Green?
Someone in particular?
I mean, like, we were told that there was an Akeshti there. That's all we know. We didn't really get a specific description or anything.
True. Yeah, so feel free to make a perception or diplomacy check if you're asking around, if you want to try and mingle.
Yeah, I'm just gonna like come over here on the corner of the bar, reckon get a good look at everybody, look at the whole place and make a perception check.
Ah. Yeah, from where you guys are kind of towards the entrance here, you don't see maybe exactly who you're looking for. But, you know, there are several Akeshtis in the crowd, some on the dance floor and probably other places that I forgot I might have put some. Are you moving in further? What would you like to do?
I'm trying to keep the party mostly together.
Yeah, I guess we can start by just going up to the bar. A classic maneuver.
Mm-hmm.
You want some more? The robotic bartenders, it's going to take a while to get to you, yeah.
Good. You just reminded me of, like, 90s sci-fi movies, and I thought about Starship Troopers, and now I want to play Helldivers again, so, like, that's on you.
Isn't that isn't it just a magical time for sci-fi? You got Fifth Element, you got Starship Troopers, you got all kinds of good stuff. A lot of good stuff. Just such a great mix of practical and some CGI in those movies.
The final cut of Blade Runner.
Yeah, and then another cut after that.
No, the final cut was the last one.
Well, that was in the 90s at the very least.
That
came out right before.
There was the director's cut, then the final cut.
The Blu-ray, yeah.
Oh, okay, so final
cut. There's been like 10 final cuts, to your credit.
I own five different versions. The 2000s,
I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I own five different versions of Blade Runner on Blu-ray, at least, I guess.
A version of Blade Runner that wasn't the original theatrical release came out in the 90s, I'm relatively certain.
Yes, yeah, I think for the 10-year anniversary, so probably. That's about right. Probably very right.
As long as it wasn't the original release, because who boy.
I feel like I liked the music in the original release, which was a little different, but boy howdy, that voiceover. Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh boy. Right, so at the bar, the three of you are just hanging out here. Do you want to wait a while? You want to kind of see if the situation changes?
I'll stay a while and listen.
I'll just try to keep an eye on any Akeshti that I happen to spot and see if they go somewhere secret.
Yeah, do you want to get a drink while you're waiting?
Well yeah.
Yeah, that's the thing to do while you're waiting.
Can I make a constitution check to see how drunk I get?
I want to drink a lot.
Oh my gosh, you get white girl drunk at this bar, Seth.
While you're waiting.
Just remind me of a Kids in the Hall sketch, girl drink drunk. I need to show it to you if you haven't seen it. It's perfect.
I think I need to go back through Kids in the Hall. That's so a show I revisit every like 5-10 years and just burn through it. Oh, so good.
Anyway,
so good.
We're drinking.
One of the
even Talos is drinking somehow.
Many, it just goes right through.
Yeah,
one of the many scantily clad. In that they're completely naked contemplatives come over to you. Maybe they're wearing like a chain or something around their tiny body. Comes over to you guys like, hello, can I buy you a beverage?
Of course, I appreciate it.
Wasn't talking to you, but I will.
Oh, sorry.
I'm
not used to the living thing. No, I'll go see what this guy's doing.
I don't know. Maybe we could have some fun. You do look like you're bone and bones. Not skin and bones, but yeah. Anyway, I was talking to the doll. Hi, how are you? Well, I am. Please pretend I have a buff body.
You're asking a lot. You said you wanted to buy me a drink?
Yes. If you would allow me into your mind, I can project to you how I see myself. Would that be all right?
Pass. Hard pass.
Then drink offer rescinded. It was conditional. Very conditional.
Yeah, I kind of figured.
Bone man, do you want to see what I look like in my mind's eye? Doot, 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 doot.
Wait, did you just sloppy seconds me?
I don't know what you're talking about. That means.
Yeah, that's not how sloppy seconds works, Tyler.
It's a living person's thing. A phrase I've heard.
You sloppy space seconds?
I feel sloppy seconded, but you know, for the sake of adventure, sure. Why don't you do your projection?
Here it goes. Oh yes, into your mind, you see before you a giant brain on like a glistening, oily, muscly bound female kind of figure. It's like a female bodybuilder, just oiled up. It's like, this is what I could look like if we were together. Don't touch me, though. The illusion will be broken.
No,
we can do things that will blow your mind.
I mean, I don't... Do I have a brain? Wait. Maybe a thought process for another time.
I kind of like ditzy, bony guys. Guys, are you a guy? I don't care, honestly.
Oh,
with what I'm working with, it's all mental.
They say
the brain is the largest erogenous zone of the body, and I'm 99% body weight brain.
You're throwing a lot of information for me to digest, but I'm so far.
This is all cosmic crit canon now.
Cutting
this,
all the
something
chips.
That can happen in the regular podcast.
I would love to relax with you, but I did come here because I had, I was hoping to, I had a question. I was looking for information. And so if you could help me conclude my business, then we could get to the more personal projects.
As you're talking, and Akeshti does walk up the bar right behind this, the contemplative pretend I have a much hotter body. Is that what I said? I didn't write his character name down. I'm so sorry. Please pretend I have a hotter body.
I shoot the Akeshti.
His name is pretend I have a buff body or whatever?
Yes. A hotter body.
It can be whatever you need it to be, Tyler. It can be whatever you need.
Yay. You can call me Susan.
And I rolled for gender, and Talus was male in life. So
there you go.
For the character's future on the podcast, please pretend I have a hotter body. There we go.
Okay. Do contemplatives have names like that?
Yeah, they can.
Okay. I didn't know. Not a species I was ever really particularly interested in, so I didn't.
Labians, what is it? 31:2 is like a verse from a book. So this could be like, this is the book of pleading that this contemplative is written. It's like a line from it. You watch as perhaps the Akeshti looks a little furtive and seems to whisper something across the bar at one of these robotic bartenders.
Oh,
can I attempt to read the lips?
Is that something your character can do?
I don't know. Thievery?
Perception check. No.
It's like lizard lips, so it's like, you know.
Sure.
No, but I think
you tell me I've never listened to lizard lips before.
I think Talus is perhaps close enough to maybe get some of it. Do you want to make a perception check, Tyler?
Sure. And then I'm gonna also try
Perk
to
up
motion
those ears?
To my cavities, my skull holes.
I meant, tell me more you about your skull candies
on. Yeah, I was about to say, I just triggered. Oh, gosh. Okay, perception.
Now we're getting somewhere.
Oh, 18 on the dice for a 27.
Yeah, the Akeshti said something about the boss, I'm here, something along those lines.
I'm going to continue to talk to the contemplative, but I distract them with... I do it like a one-hand distraction, and then I signal to my friends, and I point at that at Akeshti, and make like a follow that one sign with my hand.
You're distracting. Please pretend I have a hotter body. Is that what you're saying?
Well, yeah. I mean, I don't want them to think I'm ignoring. I don't want them to think I'm ignoring them. You know.
So I try
to do it on the DL.
Oh, this is happening, is it? Okay.
Is what happening?
Oh, you are showing signs of interest. This has not happened for some time with me, believe it or not. I can't believe we're moving along so quickly.
I didn't realize that this thing was an involuntary cerebrate.
I do have a slight
an
condition.
Insare?
I do have a slight condition. I hope you're okay with
finger guns.
and
it's okay. I understand that you probably cannot get engorged without flesh and blood.
Oh,
I like you for your bones. I would like to bone. I have
that's
never.
Oddly sweet, Patrick. Actually, I've I never, don't know if you meant to.
I've never boned.
You've never.
No, I've just brained.
It's okay. It's okay. It's okay.
I'm going to follow the Akeshti.
Yeah. You want to go to a private room with me where we can talk?
Sorry, sure, Javert. I had to exit the moment.
Why don't you come to this table over here with me and we can talk about it?
Yeah. The Akeshti starts moving towards the double doors.
Okay. All right, I'm gonna follow maybe 30 feet behind. I'm trying to move surreptitiously with a stealth if I can.
Don't
God dang it.
Oh, hero point?
Yeah, hero point.
Hero point. A natural one, don't stand.
There we go. 21 that's is better. A little better.
Okay.
A little better.
At the Akeshi doesn't seem to notice you, and he just gets to the door, and he got a drink at the bar, and it's just kind of standing there, it seems like. What would you like to do?
I'm going to wait for him to make a move, and then I'll be like, here, I'm back here with my friends now. And when he goes through those double doors, I want to try to slip in behind him.
Okay.
Man, yeah, he dips, you dip, we dip.
That's right. You don't have to wait very long. It's like maybe a minute later. So it seems like the lock mechanism like clicks and goes green, and he whips the door open and moves inside. Do you want to make me a reflex save? See if you can catch that door.
I'm going to try. Ooh, that's not my good one, but here we go. Do I have a second hero point?
You know what? Take.
Wait.
Take.
Oh, you take Skeletal Gerard away.
Hooray!
It's much better.
Yeah, you can get a toe in the door.
Okay.
Well, I was also gonna say like I am a
oh.
Metal kineticist.
You oh, think yeah, you can door bend?
I mean, probably. Is it a metal door?
I gotta imagine they're all metal in the future, right? Who's using plastic doors?
Who's using wood?
What a bunch of jerks if you're using a plastic door.
Some sort of nerd. Who's that one, like, is the Wayfinders Fitch?
Yeah, Fitch? I think that sounds right.
Rhymes with something, for
probably,
sure.
Probably uses a wood door.
I don't know. Doors could be plastic. They're making basketballs out of plastic now. Who knows?
What a nerd. Yeah,
basketballs?
So, prying the door open, you see, you know, mostly lights off room, and that seems to be like a little back room, supply closets, things like that. It's empty, save for this Akeshi that walks over to a room on the northern side and seems to be waiting there now. What would you like to do?
Frey will look over at a Matlock.
Scrablock will give him a nod, and I think we're gonna slip into the room before we get noticed.
Yeah, take that metal staff and just kind of like pry it all the way open.
Pop that.
Do you guys want to? I mean, you'll probably, if you pop into the room, be seen by this Akeshi. Do you want to say something to him?
Hi,
Tyler. Are you going with?
I'm still talking to the contemplative.
Oh, you're not gonna break his their art?
No. We'll go back to the room. I see them going into the room, and I say, you know, I actually have access to the back rooms here if you would like to.
Please don't bring that nasty nerd.
Oh, Jabert, I am bringing that. He is coming with us to the end of this.
Oh, man.
if you think you were getting rid of this guy.
Miles, say hello to your new character. Please pretend I have a hunter body. Please.
Yeah, so I'm going to try to convince him that he should come to the back room with me.
Diplomacy.
I'm going to try to convince. I'm sorry, I keep saying it. I'm going to try to convince them to come to the back room with me.
Their gender has not been determined yet.
I know, but I'm going to, and until such a time as they identify it, I'm going to save them.
Yeah, they had a feminine presenting body in the mind's eye.
Mm-hmm. Well, they have a little atrophied body in real life, and I don't think there's a lot of definition going on between contemplatives. Do you want to make me a diplomacy check?
I would love to. I will use my hero point on this.
Yeah, I was going to say, you better use your hero point.
That's how much I want this to happen. Oh.
I was going to say, you probably have a bonus because of into you this character is.
I am sorry, Bone Man. This is moving too fast for me. Perhaps we can exchange data pad identification numbers and talk in the future.
If I just cast command, could I force them to come with me? I'm just kidding. He says, yeah, of course, yes, I understand. I don't want to move you out of pace you're uncomfortable with, and he and Talos will give them his information.
This is a fake number.
What if I just shut the door right now?
They're having a good time. Well, then this Avenger, we for some reason, Talos was the POV character for this episode. So we just followed Talos and like eventually
whatever happens behind the doors will come back. Will resolve.
Yes. Right, and Scrabble or come back and they're all like bloody and beaten up is like, did you go all the way with the contemplative?
No. Eventually Talos will pop in the room, but yeah, as you do, this Akeshi looks over at you and is like, oh, what are you guys doing here? Who are you?
Let's see. Do I have any? I don't have any deception. I don't have any diplomacy. Just guys, table talk. So this guy was seen leaving the park at the time of the thing, or and Akeshi was seen leaving the park.
And Akeshi.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, the security cameras,
they're not super common, honestly.
Extremely detailed. Yeah. But the same, I mean, this person is not wearing the delivery uniform right now, but it could very much be, you know, same coloration, same
okay
build.
And again, Akeshi are pretty rare.
And this we got brought back to this place because they were like catering for the party.
This is where the only business information for that company is listed as this club in the spike. Yeah,
I'll step forward and I'll say, I have learned that this operation was a supplier for a wedding that was lovely and charming, but went a little bit sideways. We have come here to talk to whoever was doing the deliveries and bringing in the goods. We would like to know more about what it is you serve here. Please have a seat.
Whoa, I'm just a delivery guy. You don't need to strong arm me.
Then deliver us a story.
We'll deliver pain.
Oh, gosh, no, please. That's my least favorite thing.
That's fair.
It's Mr.
I was kind of counting on that, honestly.
Mr. Fumradat is the boss here, and I didn't know what was in that thing. We just got a contract, and I just delivered the package like I normally would, and I was told to get out of there. Scale quick. Who are you guys? Are you the fuzz?
Not exactly. What was that? It was Mr. Fumradat? Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Is Mr. Fumradat...
If we were the fuzz, like, Frey just kind of like... looks down and like brushes at his arm a little bit and shrugs.
Maybe a little fuzzy. I say, is Mr. through this door?
Is he in the room with us right now?
We would very much like to have a word. Good lad. And open this door for us, please.
He goes over and like punches in a small code. It's like,
all right, cool. I'm good then. I can go.
Grab a drink at the bar. We'll see you soon.
Sounds peach key.
And I flick him a small cred stick. Insa.
Oh, wow. He bites it.
It's real. Genuine.
You just broke it. It's broken now.
Voila.
I forgot how money works.
I applaud. I've
been playing too much Pathfinder.
I applaud your diplomacy there, but before we get too embroiled with Mr. Fremdots.
Oh, Patrick.
Bad news.
Does Skeletal Gerard Way operate on the same spell duration as normal animate dead, or
yeah,
can I
yeah.
can I pre-summon Skeletal Gerard Way?
Yeah,
and summon.
Okay, yeah, I.
You're
I
back, Miles. Out, you're in this.
I pull That's out a small girl. Baggie and I throw it on the ground, and there's like a poof of glitter, and then Skeletal Gerard Way appears in your skeletal. Well, I guess Miles, I'm going to read you some names. You can pick what you want to appear as. You can be a ghoul. You can be a plague zombie, which looked like what we fought last week. You can be a skeletal soldier, which is what I summoned you as originally. Or you can be something called a festrog, which is a spawned corpse from those who died of like illness, starvation. It's like a ghoul with a bunch of nasty things all over them.
Nurgle ghoul.
Yeah. I save this one for last because I thought it might tempt you. I thought of everything this might tempt you. Something called the Festering Gnasher, which is just a floating head.
Go full reanimator.
None of them have the razzle dazzle that is Skeleton Gerard Way.
Skeletal soldier.
All right. Skeletal soldier. I've got the stat block. So that's what appears.
Skeletal Gerard Way.
Skeletrex and his bone soldiers.
In their beauty.
Let's go. Indeed, we're going to. So as soon as.
So do I still have all my stuff from before or.
No, absolutely not.
That's up to Patrick. I think last time he said I did, so.
I mean, if you want to, you can. I think you probably will have better luck with the claw action or this glaive, this bone glaive.
Oh, yeah, I had a bone glaive.
Bone glaive!
Yeah, yeah, but if you want to use your gun,
okay, that's fine.
I think technically this form has slightly less dex, but I don't.
Sorry, this has gone on long enough that I've forgotten what this guy's name is. What is this? Frizzgrog?
Farquaad.
Firmerdots.
Yeah, as you open the door here, you see a small, beefy-looking Akeshti behind a glass desk, and he's like,
"Oh, you all made a terrible choice coming here. Do you not know whose I am?"
You are Fremendots.
Your name's hard to pronounce, so
you're
no.
Skimbleshanks.
What's so hard about Koivat from Fremradat? Rude minder of all the silver scales here on Absalom Station.
Indeed. We have come to have a conversation with you. There is no need to escalate further.
No, I feel like escalating. That's my favorite thing, is escalating.
I was hoping you'd say that, and I
oh, gosh. Sword. He hits a button on the desk, and there's a little... what looks like a kennel over to the side that opens up, and out pops a couple of blue dogs.
Oh, can we pet them?
They're not blue dogs. They are indeed laser wolves.
Can you pet the laser wolf?
Taris. If you don't kill them and befriend them, you could potentially have a laser wolf friend.
Well, we could do both. We could kill them and then Talos could raise them and then we could befriend them.
This is always an option.
You can befriend everybody.
Skeleton
Gerard Way has some pets while he's locked away in the pocket.
Yep. I have two more instances of anime left, so just don't make me use level 2 spell.
let's pop into the initiative turn order here, and let's get to this. Let's get to some action.
Okay.
Real, I'm not a huge fan of My Chemical Romance, but yeah, it just doesn't strike me. You know, I wasn't into it at the time, which I think is pretty important, you know. But some of the songs do get stuck in my head every once in a while, and
I think their last. I think Black Parade and Day to Days would be more of your speed rather than Three Cheers and Bullets.
Well, anyway, it's going through my head now. Is some Muzat.
Yeah, I never really got into MCR.
Never really got into them. Okay, I rolled, but not super, not amazing. Okay, first up in the initiative turn order is Scriblock.
Let's see here.
You seem the most raring to go in this fight.
Yeah.
Got your weapon out.
Sorry, I was just reviewing how my character works. I just realized, like, as soon as I rolled initiative, I was like, oh, right, I usually start with my gun.
you can go back and take your gun out.
Take my gun out, okay. I mean, I guess I might as well have my sword. I might as well have my sword. You know, I think I'll have my sword.
You should.
That's also
you
fine.
Drawing your sword is just your entering combat animation. It has no bearing on what weapon you actually pick out.
Yeah, the animation, you draw your sword and then it like cuts a frame and you're holding like a completely different weapon. And you have like different armor on.
You have a baby in a 1911.
Yeah, so I'm just going to move forward with my sword, I think. And I'm going to stride and I'm going to...
Oh, moving up to one of the dargs.
Yeah, to one of them laser
dargs. Okay, 26. That is a hit.
All right. For 11 points of damage. Actually, if I could have moved here, that'd be great, if you don't mind.
Yep, go right.
Okay. So now I'm sort of next to both of them. So 11 slashing damage to dog on the east side. Now I'm going to switch to dog on the north side. I'm going to say...
dog on.
Attack two dogs. Oh, no. Natural one.
Critical miss. Okay. Talos, you are up next. Tyler.
I'm going to cast Bless and move into the room a little bit.
Okay. So, all right. So I'm kind of in the center of the room.
And we're blessed up. And I'll make a circle for everybody.
Next up is going to be... Oh, wait. No. If we are using our... minion rules, I may be making Miles a more independent minion.
Miles would go on your initiative count. Sorry, Miles. And
that's true.
You would also only have two actions. What would you like to do, Miles, with Skeletal Gerard Elden Ring Way?
I am going to put Gidim on the closest dog to me.
Okay.
And then I'll just shoot with my Reacher Rifle. Ah, it's a 10.
This three on the dice is going to be a miss.
One of the sillier games I've played.
Frayed Livewire, you're next. You guys have all beaten their initiative. What would Frey like to do?
Just going to run over and jump up on top of the desk.
Oh, gosh. The Akeshti Firmeradat is taking it back. It's like, whoa, calm down. This thing's expensive.
He'll say, you're late for your pawn far. And then I'm going to attack him. 18.
That is a hit.
A 9 slashing damage. Jeez, yeah. Look at that critical damage that wasn't.
The critical damage that wasn't.
So that was your 2 action blast?
Correct.
Okay. That is going to take us to their turn. The Akesht is going to do what they do best. Is going to squirt blood all over.
Oh, yeah.
All over Frayed. Can you make me a fortitude save, Seth?
I could roll you one. I don't know if I can make you one.
Oh, that's a good. That's a very important distinction.
26.
Yep, that is a success.
Hey.
Yeah, you just kind of wipe it away. It's not running into your eyes. It's like, sorry, it's pretty involuntary for me.
The defense mechanism. Don't shame me. I need to do that. It feels good, and I like it.
It's going to make some claw attacks at you. Yeah. Two claw attacks back to back. Back to back, and they're both misses. Did I roll the same thing as I rolled? No. Very close.
Thank goodness, because I don't have my armor on, so that works for me.
Yeah. Well, what is your armor class without your armor?
17.
Yeah, these are misses. Okay. That is going to take us to the dogs, the Tashtari, and the one that you missed is going to kind of just sidestep you a little bit. Jabert, do you have an attack of opportunity? No.
I don't know if soldiers do.
I have a special sort of variety of it. Let me just confirm this. Nope, I have to successfully make a strike in order to put the suppress on them. And then if they're suppressed, then I do get an attack of opportunity.
Okay. I like you know what? I'm going to comment on that real quick just because I really like how attacks of opportunity have become flavored differently for all the different classes. It's not just, you moved, I get to hit you. Like there's different conditions that people need to meet in order
There's so many different kinds of choices.
Yeah. Like you have to choose to be like, that's a thing that you want. Mm-hmm. It's really only fighters that get it just for free
There's stuff like it's not repose, but like when an ally makes the melee attack for rogues, you get like a free backstab.
Opportune backstab.
That's a really fun one.
Disgusting.
Yeah, it's pretty gross.
Don't tell me. We have a level 20 rogue in our Agents of Edgewatch game who lives and dies on a free second flanking attack every turn.
Yeah.
Right. So this one Tashtari is going to move around you, then is going to fire a fun little beam of light. It's going to do a laser blast at Talus.
I've done nothing to these dogs.
19 on the dice, apparently.
All right, well, that's a critical hit.
They think you have.
Tyler, your character is literally made out of bones.
I am absolutely, well, guess what? I'm ripping the bones out of this dog.
Oh, no. This is 13 points of fire damage and some persistent fire damage as well as your bones heat up, super heat.
13?
Yeah.
All right.
I want to do another.
That is for me.
Yeah, we'll do another attack against you. Sure, why not?
Oh, Patrick, I need you to take a break. I need
16 on the second attack is also going to be just a hit.
Yeah.
For 8 points of fire damage. This one that is on our good buddy Scrublock is going to remain in melee combat and is going to try to do some bites. It's going to try and bite you, Jabert. Okay. Oh, it wanted to be another 19, but it's only a 9. What is your armor class?
21.
That's a miss.
Second attack. Gotta roll higher. Good deal higher. And that is basically also a 9, a 14 on the second attack.
Yep.
So maybe a 20 now, the third? No. 3 misses as he's biting through, trying to get through your armor, does not succeed. That is going to take us to turn 2 and Scrablock.
Oh, sorry. That's who I am, right?
Yo, yeah, sorry. I forgot to mention your character's name is Scrablock.
Right.
For some reason.
I'm going to make my first attack against the one over here that
you've previously hit.
Yeah. And then I'm going to turn and slice at this guy since I take the penalty versus the second attack, but also I'm flanking that guy. So,
okay.
The first guy with the attack, 25.
That is a hit.
For minimum damage, 3 Aww. Slashing. 3.
Still counts, still damage.
Yep, and he's still suppressed, so I got that. And then second attack. Oh, no.
Not your better damage, but such worse attack.
Yeah,
book half reroll.
I'm gonna make a third attack against that one. I'm feeling the temperature a little bit better.
No, that's
10 versus flat-footed.
No, that's a miss. Talus Tyler.
Okay, we are going to concentrate to expand Bless out to 10 feet. So Frayed and Scrablock are now within the blessed range. As a reminder, that is a +1 to attack rolls. And that's just one action. I have 2 actions. I've really wanted to do something else, but I feel like I have to heal myself.
No, you don't have to.
That, frankly, massive put down.
So a heal coming your way?
Yeah, it's gonna be a 2-action heal, so that'll be all I can do.
Miles, what would you like to do with your old bones? Them bones, them bones.
Okay, I'm gonna get him on the other one.
Okay, the one that shot at your now best friend Talus.
That's right. Let's see, it would be a move action for me to take out my bone blade, right?
It is. Yes, it is. Okay. It's a swap. You'd swap out the weapons. That'd be all your actions. So. You want to take a shot instead, or?
Yeah, I'll take a shot instead.
Okay, so this one will have the lead by example. That is a hit for some piercing damage. This is 5 piercing damage. So first damage, this second dog has taken. Raid Livewire, we're on to you.
Okay, I'm going to do 3 things. I'm going to activate my metal carapace. So big chunks of this desk and this computer come out to form armor.
What if all the evidence is on the computer?
That's fine.
Okay. All the evidence is on this computer.
It's inside the computer.
Inside the computer?
Yeah. The second thing I'm going to do is I'm going to extract elements from our Akeshti friend here.
Oh.
He's going to need to make a
fortitude important save. Iron in his blood?
Yeah, correct.
Oh, no.
He already used up some of his blood. Now I'm going to take the iron of the remaining blood.
Fortitude is what's the DC we're looking for?
19.
The 8 on the dice is a fail.
Okay. So, creature takes half damage on a success. Let's see. I add some of its elemental matter to my kinetic aura. My impulses bypass any immunity the creature has to that elemental trait or traits, and then take a -1 circumstance penalty to its save and AC against my impulses.
Oh.
If it normally has resistance that would apply it to damage for one of my impulses, ignore it.
That's pretty awesome. A -1 to their AC and you get a +1 from Bless is kind of a 2-way swing. So
yeah,
that's pretty.
And if it normally would be immune to that damage type, it instead has resistance equal to its level from the damage. So I remove immunity and downgrade it to resistance too.
Whew.
Pretty cool.
It's a good move.
So that's going to start off with 2d4 damage though. So let's just do that real quick. 4 damage as I extract the iron from his blood.
Okay.
And then I'm going to do... Does that count as an attack? Hold on. I don't know that it does.
Probably not.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah, if you're not making an attack roll, usually it doesn't.
Cool. Well, here we go. 22 versus its AC -1.
That is a hit.
All right. 9 slashing, and that's it.
All right, he is bloodied and bloodying. He's still shooting blood out of his eyes. As we go to his turn,
he is going to, he's going to hop on this glass desk, which is apparently very load bearing to have both of you on it, and is going to flank with his doggy. Another claw attack against you, Seth, against our friend Frayed Live Wire. Claw attack. 11 on the dice. What's your armor class now?
20, I want to say.
Oh, I've got a hit. Got a slashing hit. Slashing damage. 4 points. Minimum slashing damage. He's going to try again. Oh.
Eat his Wheaties.
This one is only a 9, so that is going to be a miss. Right. Oh, no. That is a hit with flanking. Don't forget about flanking. Don't forget about flanking.
Curse you, flanking.
For 8 points of slashing damage.
All right.
All right. The Tashatari, this one that you have suppressed, is going to try and bite you again. Scriblock. Just make all 3 of these attacks. Let's see how they do. These are at -1, right? So,
correct.
The first one to miss. The second one is a critical hit. And third one will be a miss. So, gets one good real big bite in on you.
Mm-hmm.
Does the suppress subtract damage as well?
I don't think so. Let me take a look. Nope, just attack rolls and 5-foot status penalty.
Okay, this is just 12 points of piercing damage.
Okay.
On the bite, but do have a critical effect of knockdown. So you're knocked down to the ground, but that does not affect this last attack. That is still a miss. This other one is going to move up to our bony friend, our cleric bony friend, and first is going to do a special ability called Bristle Flash. They're going to start glowing extremely bright, and I need everyone in the room to make me a fortitude save, including the Akeshti. So
I like all of these fortitude saves because it's my best one.
Okay, that's a fail for the Akeshti. A success for Frayed, a success for Elden Way. It's actually a little better because the stats. And we got a fail from Scriblock and a fail from Talus, right? These are fails.
Talus is like, my eyes, wait.
Yeah. Yeah, I was going to ask, what? Well, I think I might have a +1 to this, but other than that, I don't think that's going to do anything here.
It's going to give you the dazzled condition for both Talus and Scriblock as the bright light burns your eyes. It also is on our friend Frumradat. And then he's going to bite you, Tyler. This dog's going to bite you.
I'm happy about that.
18 on the die.
Stop, Patrick.
What's your armor class again?
18.
18. Another critical hit.
Yeah, I mean, Patrick, stop. I want
absolute minimum damage, a dirt crit here of 6 points of damage, but you are knocked down as well because this was a job tech.
Okay. Oh, wait a second. Wait a second.
I'm waiting. You got something?
Yes. Hold on. Pause. Sorry, I'm going to look something up real quick.
Does the bless affect you?
Does the bless affect me?
Yeah.
I would imagine it. You and your allies get a +1 bonus to attack rolls. Yeah.
Oh,
I
don't use attack rolls. But not armor. Okay, gotcha. Okay.
No, I see.
Okay.
Okay. I took a feat.
Good for you.
I want to see it. No, wait. Collapse.
Mm-hmm. You collapse into a pile of bones.
An enemy's strike against you is a critical hit. You collapse into a pile of bones, mitigating the worst damage you would have taken.
Oh.
The triggering attack deals only the amount it would deal on a hit. Any other effects caused by a critical hit still occur. While collapsed, you're flat-footed and can't act except to stand, which reforms you into a skeleton in a standing position.
You definitely should have done that against the crit.
I should have done that against the first damage. Crit.
Yeah, but this one you're only taking 3 points of damage now. But.
That's fine. I'll collapse, and I'm just a pile of bones. So,
okay, Scriblock, we're back to you.
Okie dokie. So I'm on the ground,
dazzled.
So everyone is concealed from me, but I do have bless.
I got that going for you.
And I don't remember if I saw this guy move down here or not. I think I'm just gonna go ahead and kill this thing.
Okay.
Then I'll go help my friend.
All right, the one in front of you.
For the love of Jesus Christ.
Wow, Jabert.
For the love of Jesus Christ.
Oh, no.
For the love of Jesus Christ.
Oh, all right, well, no.
I think you've gone through a few attacks here, but yes, that is two misses. Okay. Talus, you're alive, technically.
Yeah, I'm going to... Oh, man, this is not a good turn for me. I got to spend an action to reform.
When Talus collapsed into a pile of bones, did he make the same sound that like the skeleton turtles make in Super Mario World?
I was just thinking about that, but really good one. It's very satisfying.
So reverse that sound effect in your head, and that is Talus reforming. Nice. And then we'll spend that's one action. We'll spend another action to increase blast to 15 feet.
Oh my.
Which leaves one action left, which is not great. We're going to use it to just cast a cantrip shield.
Okay. I forgot to roll you some fire damage. You take 4 points of fire damage. Persistent.
Do I get to make a save to end that?
Yes. It's a flat D20 check DC 15.
Oh, wow. That's a pretty woof. I rolled a six, so I guess that gets to keep going.
Miles, what would you like to do? It's not going well for the gang.
All right. I'm going to take two shots at this thing.
At what thing?
The one attacking Talus.
Okay. Talus. All right. The Tasharion Talus. You are in the bless now.
It's a 14 and a 20.
21. With the bless, that is going to be a miss. On the first one, the second one is going to be a hit. It looks like 7 points of piercing damage getting through. Okay. Braid live wire. What would you like to do?
Win.
Or, well, develop a strategy. You guys are fighting three different creatures right now. You're down. You're basically at 3.5 men for firepower comparatively.
Somebody, Charlie Sheen is here?
It's the, anyway. The sequel. Definitely no one has asked for 3.5, man.
I think Charlie Sheen has asked for it. Anyway, yeah, I'm going to keep up the attack on Mr. Bossman here.
Quivic from Redat.
I'm not going to say your weird name, Patrick. I'm also not going to hit with an attack like that, so...
You got a hero point if you want to use
the dice. The dice are turning.
Oh, nope. Same number. It doesn't matter.
The dice are betraying.
The dice are telling you guys don't use hero points.
I did a Seth. I used a hero point to roll the exact same number.
All right. Next action.
And then a second attack does not
connect either. Oh, no. They get another 13
to 15 and a 12.
Biting you guys up. Just biting everybody. Okay. I think we're going to do, an oldie but a goldie. Can you make me another fortitude save, Seth? Because we're getting more blood in your eyes. More blood. Never mind.
Phrase has got his hands up. She's like, dude, stop.
Rumradat is missing all over the place.
Can you do that for me?
No,
do what you're doing for Seth. Me.
I think the dogs are going to bite you some more.
I swear, if you roll a 20 or a 19 on me again, I will have a cow.
You'd probably stop. You'd probably hit me easily if you stopped having blood in your eyes.
Natural two on the first attack.
Blessed.
Six on the second.
That's what we're talking.
It's this dog is going to disengage and move towards the back, away from you. It's confused why it wasn't able to bite you. This one's going to attack you, Scriblock. Does it still count as suppressed, or is that gone from
the Scriblock? No, if I missed, then yeah, it's off, I think.
Okay. Do well. This is just a missing round. It looks like
yes.
Yep. My highest attack roll was a 7. It looks like here a 7.
I feel your pain, Patrick. I feel your pain.
Oh man, I almost had a full house. I rolled a 1, a 2, a 3, a 5, a 6, and a 7. No 4.
Ooh, no 4.
That's not a full
two
house.
Two sixes.
That'd be a flat, but a straight. Yeah.
Correct. One of those, too. That's going to take us to Kerblock. Your turn.
Oh, boy. All right.
Oh, man. I almost got a 2 pair.
All right. I can do this. I'm a winner.
Mom,
I can fight these guys.
You are a winner, Jabert.
You can do this.
The first attack
you
is
you two are a fun guy.
A 19.
Oh, there we go. 20. 20 with bless.
That is a hit.
Nice right. damage, buddy.
Jesus Christ. I rolled a negative one. I hate this game. Is the pits. I rolled a zero.
It's a zero because of bless.
You break and roll 20.
I swear to God. I remember way back in the day when somebody on our Discord was like, "These guys are so goofed. They're so silly. Why do they think the Discord is broken? Why do they question the randomness of Discord?"
This is why, D-Treff. This is why.
Oh my God, it's so
wow,
good.
Just called him out directly.
Yeah. I didn't forget it because I have to roll the damn numbers.
Yeah, something you said years ago, loyal.
You listener, you loyal listener, you.
Loyal listener.
There are several veins popping out in Bert's face. I mean, he is.
It would almost be better if you hadn't hit on that second attack. If it was just 3 hits, but the indignity of the minimum.
This is bad. This is bad.
Oh my God.
Oh, man. You know what? We can chalk this all up to that high variance roleplay. Yeah.
If you've ever seen the anime Mob Psycho 100, we are at 98% right now with Jabert. We are so close.
21, 31, 32.
To a 100.
Dude, Tyler, I got that song stuck in my head now. God dang it.
Tyler, your bones are on fire. What would you like to do?
My bones are on fire. How about yours?
Bones are on fire. To be fair, this Testari looks warming up.
Oh, I got set so good with that.
The Testari looks like it's warming up its chest beam again. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that Testari, not beat up, right? Just a really good looking Testari.
Nah, he's doing pretty good. The one that real good. Our friend Scriblock is fighting looks pretty beat up. Just
okay. I'm gonna try to help out.
He's taking 3 damage a lot of times.
Yeah, it adds up. Death by 1,000 cuts.
That's how you do it.
What is my highest possible damaging spell here? Oh boy, howdy. Okay.
Oh,
okay.
Do you have dog kill?
I'm going to use this. Yeah. I'm going to use the spell. Give your players a break. Let's do a 2-action needle darts. So I'm going to make a. I'm going to roll a d20 and hope to roll high here. Bless. Maybe we'll help out. 16 on the dice. So plus my spell attack modifier.
It's going to be a hit.
Which is 6, so that's 22, 23. So, yeah, it's a hit.
Yeah.
I don't think it's going to be a crit. And Needle Darts does 4d4.
Oh, whoa.
So we're going to roll them d4s.
Roll
Let's
the bones.
Let's see some highs. No one say a word. I don't want to hear. I don't want to hear one. I don't want to acknowledge it
for the podcast listeners. It's 4 ones.
Miles is talking, but he's muted.
Yeah, he's muted, so he's not saying a word as far as you're concerned.
I was trying to help. This is the most dead. Tyler roll Tyler has ever rolled in his entire existence.
If you went to a sushi restaurant, dude,
God freaking hates you.
If you went to a sushi restaurant and ordered the Tyler roll, this is what they would give you.
It would be just 4 needles in some rice.
The Testari looks pretty hurt, but is, you know, all of these needles bounce off of it.
Yo, Jabert, check it out. He did 4 damage.
I saw that.
I don't want to puke. I want to put it.
That's some good damage there, Tyler. I'm pretty impressed. You've got the soldier of the party impressed.
Miles, thank you.
Should I just shoot twice again?
Please do.
All right.
Do you?
Oh.
Okay. We've got to.
Oh, we got a miss on the hit. Oh, another 4 points of damage on the board.
Oh.
Do I even get a hero point? Am I a person?
I'll allow it. Yeah.
Pretty, all right.
You get a minion heroic point.
All right.
Do you want to reroll that first one?
Yeah.
There we go. There we go. There we go. There we go. There we go.
A minion point. It's like,
which
it's like
Tashtari are you attacking now?
Yeah. Do you want to attack the one to the north? That looks like it's about to attack Tyler.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Those are both. They're both bloodied now.
So, I feel like we should all. Can we pause and just restart roll 20 real quick? I mean, like,
I do not buy into this nonsense that Rebecca's put in y'all's head for years about resetting the cash. I am ending BS right now.
Yeah,
and I don't think you have the power to end it, Miles.
I'll tell you what,
she's
Miles.
She's gotten too powerful, Miles.
Here's the deal. If I get a next turn, I will use needle darts again. If I roll four ones a row again, it's over.
You're going to kill yourself.
Yeah.
You take 1 point of fire damage. Roll a d20 and see here.
Like your character is free to put us both out of our miseries.
Yeah. to Saren Ray or Phrasma, and they will just strike me down immediately. It'll be great.
Okay.
I will go down with this ship, bro.
Seth, we're on to Frayed Live Wire.
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm. All right, let's get this out of the way. First attack. Oh, look at that!
Turned it around.
Yeah, all these metal charges just blast into Firmerdot, like pin him to the wall back here. He goes down. He's like,
okay, so he's not a combatant anymore.
No, he's out.
Okay, I'm gonna turn to the northeast and try to help with this dog's
do it again
thing. Nope.
15 is going to be a miss. 16's a miss.
Okay, I was gonna say 16 a miss. Yeah, it is. All right.
Yeah, but you've unlocked the secret sauce because these dogs are indeed demoralized without their master.
Hey,
they turn tail and run back to their kennel.
They don't got that dog in them.
No.
Oh, wait, yeah. Javert, you can do an attack of opportunity.
Yay! No. Yeah, I can. Yeah, he's suppressed.
They could be your dogs, Javert.
Show me. 19 on the dice. Yes. Meat's back on the menus, boys.
All right. 16 points of damage.
Chop it in half.
That one.
Yeah, and don't come back. I'll get more of it.
Rise from your grave. I cast animate dead on the Tashtari.
Oh. Yes.
All right, well, you can only have one of those, so say goodbye to Sir Gerard Elden.
Oh, no. Anyway. Oh, no. Never mind.
Miles, you start to feel yourself fading like the picture of Michael J. Fox in
Batman. I mean, this is how I felt
feel
since
so
I
good,
was...
Mr. Stark.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, we are indeed out of combat. You can arrest our main man, Quvot Frumradat. But yeah, he's searching his computer. You see a number of unique communiques and payments from Clawmark Refrigeration, and indeed the dates and funds for a delivery seem to coincide with the bomb yesterday, the bombing of the Jatembe Park. And indeed, looking up, this seems to be a shell company, part of a larger network of businesses and corporations owned and operated by one Aspisk Consortium. Bum bum bum. The three of you surviving heroes can indeed turn this information over, as the trail of the bomb seems to lead there, but perhaps they've covered their tracks a bit well. The authorities are gonna have to look into this further, but they
have the paperwork we're gonna have to fill out.
They all thank you for your help.
Yep. Wait, there's paperwork?
Not for you guys.
Not for me. I'm going back in the pocket.
Yeah. See you later. Good luck with that. Indeed, whatever Aspis Consortium's plan was, perhaps this was just a single part of it. But maybe there's some more of what they're planning to do in another side quest adventure at some point in time.
I will happily come back as this character anytime.
Jeez Louise.
I would assume in the meantime that Talos has actually reanimated Skeleton Jarway.
Yeah. Well, no, so across the screen, sometime later, we cut to a pretty bare bones apartment complex. Across the bed is the contemplative, please pretend I have a hotter body.
Oh no.
In front of them. a completely declothed Talus, and he
brain
says,
"Brain and bones."
He says, "I hope you're ready for my little surprise." And he's like, and he summons Skeletal Gerard Way, and he's like, "I brought a third," and then it goes to black.
Fade to black.
Oh! And then as it's fading to black, you hear Skeletal Gerard Way say,
"Oh good, there's
but
more."
I only have 1 minute.
Yeah, the contemplative.
Dude, that's all I'll need.
Wait. What about, dude? Okay, contemplative and a skeleton. What if like the contemplative like maneuvers so the skull is in Talus's head? Pretty hot.
Oh yeah.
Pretty
there
hot.
There we go. There we go.
Yeah, you could fuse with the
brain.
There you go. Getting good brain.
Get some good
brain. Okay, we're gonna have to cut that one out.
No.
Oh my god, it's almost
totally different these, word for hanging. Different meaning for hanging brain.
Oh gosh.
When these characters make it into season 5, I want all
this is the moment that everyone just cancels any subscription to our Patreon.
Yeah, we're done here. They're not coming back from this.
I just had to listen to a skeleton and a brain get it on. I'm pretty sure I'm done.
I really hope Rebecca comes to our next playtest and it's like, what happened?
What is Tyler going on?
She is 100% that gif of Donald Glover and Community coming with the pizza.
Oh, yeah.
And the entire room's on fire.
100%. Yeah,
her orc comes back. Oh, boy.
That's going to do it for us. I was like, nah, there's no way we can top last week's episode. And yet here we
are.
Here we are.
I'm pretty happy with how this turned out.
Jabert's gonna have to do some exercises after this to bring his
Oh my god. To get my blood vessel in my head that's about to
get your heckles relowered.
Yeah.
Folks listening, suffice to say, we're very excited about Starfinder 2nd Edition. We'll do anything to keep playing. And you're gonna hear a lot of playtests from us because this is the year the playtest comes out. Official playtest. Nice. July.
Can't wait. We're gonna do it.
Subscribe to us on Patreon and we'll have probably a lot of it there. Good amount of it.
Yep.
Guys, thank you so much for playing with me.
Thank you, Patrick.
Thank you.
Listeners, thank you for listening. This is Bone Thuggin' in Harmony, the three-part adventure. Bone in Thuggin' and in Harmony. I feel like
that's problematic, but that's all right.
Bony Thuggin'? All right, I'll cut that whole part out.
Yeah. Let's do that. Let's do that.
I was trying to think of bands with bones in the title, and that was coming up pretty blank.
Pretty dry, like a bone.
Oh, boy. Thank you for listening, and we are back with regular Cosmic Crit, episode 301 next week.
Oh, this is in the regular feed? Oh, no.
Yeah, so sorry. It got weird up in the regular.
Oh, no.
Half the reason I was cutting up, because I thought no one would ever hear it.
I thought people were going to have to pay for that action. Uh-oh.
I mean, honestly, this is like the most Patreon content we've ever created, but no.
That's going on.
I'm always cutting up, but like, yeah, I was extra silly.
Maybe I should have made that more clear. That's good for us. Thank you so much, and we'll catch you next time on Cosmic Crit.
See you next time.
Yar.
In the bedroom of the mind.
The bedroom of the mind.
Stain sheets of the mind.
Cosmic Crit, an officially licensed partner of Paizo Incorporated. The Starfinder role-playing game and adventure paths are trademarks of Paizo. All Pathfinder and Starfinder images are property of Paizo and are used with permission.